season is still growing despite the fact that e-waste has hit the public attention since a couple of years already. And this means also that at the end of the day, a lot of resources are wasted. A lot needs to be done still in order to better channel the e-waste flow, so to increase recycling rates and regain material out of it and not waste any resources also in future.
Was there anything in the report or in the data that surprised you? I mean, you've been studying this, but still, was there anything that you were like, wow, I don't believe this?
Since we are following all these e-waste related data and information since a while, nothing came to my surprise. But definitely, I find it kind of alarming that we are still not doing pretty good when it comes to the recycling quota. Here, substantial improvement is definitely at stake. And that despite the fact that now more than 60% of the worldwide population is covered by e-waste systems and legislation and policies, enforcement is also very much lacking here. So it does not mean that really 60% of the world population is finally also enforced to properly get rid of their junk at the end of life. And here there is a lot of room for improvement.
I wonder if you can tell us, you mentioned the levels of recycling are quite low, but tell us what happens to these discarded, you know, computers, mobile phones, refrigerators and so on.
Yeah, firstly, most of this is kept in store in our households, in our drawers, cabinets, cellars, etc. And this is definitely then preventing also appropriate recycling, reuse, etc. in an early stage. A substantial amount is also simply mixed with other wastes, for example, disposed of with a normal household bin, or simply mixed with other metal scrap, etc., and by this not appropriately treated. And a certain percentage is definitely also shipped, classified for being reused, but finally ending up as e-waste in developing countries. And since developing countries are lacking the necessary infrastructure for proper recycling, and a lot is treated informally, it's bringing along also a lot of environmental and health risks for the workers and the neighbors involved in these activities.
Right. And of course, as we all experience with all the numbers of gadgets that we have and the numbers of mobile phones worldwide, the cost of these electronics keep going down. And I guess that's going to mean more e-waste in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's because of the growing middle class also to a certain extent that in response to this, there's an increased demand also for low-price gadgets around the globe. But it implies that there are usually produced that recycling, reuse, and repair is not so easily possible by special casings, etc. And this is definitely filling then also the e-waste mountain at the end of the day.
Thank you. And so, I mean, it sounds like this is a problem that it's not going away anytime soon. So what can be done to stop or even just kind of slow down this e-waste mountain, as you call it?
No, definitely. It will be an issue, an increasing issue, because anything what has a plug or a battery is filling this problem to a certain extent. And this is especially what we are becoming aware of during this Christmas period when we are doing shopping for our kids, etc. At the end of the day, I think we must move in a direction where we are more seriously considering what we are purchasing and also the environmental impacts these high-tech has. But on the other hand, it would be also good if consumers would push much more to bring industry into the position to really start marketing around their environmental performance. So why are the large manufacturers not competing about the way they are treating their equipment of end of life, getting it returned from the consumer, etc.? It could be really a selling argument at the end of the day, but so far it's not demanded by the consumer.
Is there anything further you think we should know about this report, about the problem of e-waste, about action that can be done to tackle it?
I think it's quite important to stress really the need for appropriate data. And this is one of the key messages we want to also convene with this monitor. Because despite the fact that a lot of countries now have e-waste policies and legislation in place, we are lacking data. And data is essential for policymakers, for industry, etc., in order to do planning, to build up infrastructure, etc. And we are also not really receiving substantial support in order to generate these data. And this is why we are also knocking the doors of the UN member states, etc., in order to convince them, help us. We need the data in order to take further action, to make also recommendations. And would be good if you also consider such kind of monitor as useful and support us with our activities and recommendations in future.